Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Thank you for joining us here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Getting started here with the top three stories. 1,500 active duty troops are planned for the Border Patrol. This comes about a week after the president signed an executive order allowing active reservists to be called up to help with the border as well. Title 42 expires next week. Troops are going to be for administrative roles rather than for law enforcement. And then police have reported several possible sightings, but yet still no arrest of the Texas shooter that happened yesterday. More than 200 police are involved in the search for Francisco Oropesa. He's an illegal immigrant deported four times in the past. He allegedly killed five of his neighbors after an argument over shooting his weapon or his rifle in his backyard. And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has announced that he will not run for president this year. For local headlines, let's go to Joe Ford. Joe?
Bobby, it's been a pretty big news day, but a good news day. A lot of good news going around today, starting, of course, with a news release just coming into the newsroom that we've been reporting on throughout the day as well. But the Undersecretary of the Navy has officially given the green light to allowing for a full restoration of access to the National Naval Aviation Museum, as well as other popular landmarks such as the lighthouse, Fort Barrancas, and ahead of the initial Blue Angel practice on May 31st. They have announced that May 17th will be their grand opening. They are still keeping in place their two public access weekends on this coming weekend as well as next weekend to gear up towards that grand opening. We talked to Kyle Kozad, president of the National Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
The exchange between Matt Gaetz and Secretary Del Toro was kind of a foreshadowing of, you know, what we found out yesterday. And yesterday we found out that the Undersecretary of the Navy had given his final approval to restore base access.
So that's awesome news. You said that daily during their public access weekends, they've been averaging around 5,000 people. So a lot of interest. And he said that things will pretty much resemble how things were prior to the 2019 terror attack. The other good news today was the grand opening of the Blake Doyle Skate Park officially opening.
This is a three-mayor project, I guess, but certainly thrilled to be the one to cut the ribbon and to really put a crescendo on something that has had so much community involvement from John Shell to multiple administrations, our Parks and Rec department, contractors, subcontractors. So many people played such an important role.
And Bobby, this has been a project about 8 years in the making, spanning three mayors, and finally grand opening today. Could not have asked for a better weather day for this. Talked to our Andrew McKay earlier today. He'll be on next segment. About 1,000 people turning up to the grand opening.
Nice. Very nice. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have extremely slow-moving traffic that's going to be on Davis Highway. If you're heading northbound on Davis, still expect some slowdowns from an accident that happened around 3:30 earlier this afternoon. It looks like it's starting to clear up, but definitely going to still see some slowdowns as you head northbound towards the interstate, as well as Mobile Highway. That's going to be in between Fairfield and Warrington Spur. An accident has caused some delays right near the Walmart Supercenter. It's backing up to New Warrington Road. Again, that's Mobile Highway as you head northbound. If you see something else on the road, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Down into the 50s. We'll continue with nice sunny weather over the next several days. High temps will mainly run in the upper 70s to low 80s. Ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain, but it is a low rain chance both Saturday and Sunday. Just looking at about a 20% chance a shower or a storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
There you go. State headlines going on right now. Our Florida legislative session is still going on to the end of the week. A few things that happened this past week. Alimony overhaul is headed to Governor DeSantis. And it's been vetoed three times in the past, so we'll see if the third the fourth time's a charm, since the third time wasn't. This is the one that would get rid of permanent alimony in the state of Florida. Legislature has passed a bill adding safe house protections against human trafficking and closing hotel loopholes. This is something that has been it looked like it got tabled, and now they went ahead and brought it up here the last week of the legislative session. And so the full legislature has passed that. It goes to the governor as well. Then the legislature has passed a bill that allows less than minimum wage for minor league baseball players. And that's right. So the Major League Baseball wanted to be able to pay minor league baseball players lower than minimum wage. And the legislature just passed a bill that will allow that to happen. Let's go to Joe Ford for national headlines. Joe?
Well, Bobby, Bud Light sales are continuing to drop very hard, as according to the New York Post. According to their reporting, latest weekly figures showing a 21% drop. The number of cases sold is down 26%, which expert that they talked to indicates that the core customers are ditching the brand in big numbers, as core customers are typically the ones who will buy in bulk. So that's why you see the number of cases down more so than the 21% drop there. President Biden in hot water with some after telling a Muslim man to hush up, boy, during a White House event. This was during a reception celebrating the Muslim holiday Eid al-Fitr. He was interrupted at one point but continued. After being interrupted a second time, responded asking the individual if he wanted to make a speech, then mimicked a Southern accent while saying, hush up, boy. A $100 million offer on the table. Tucker Carlson, over 5 years to an online network called Valuetainment. No word if he's been considering the offer. Do know that there's been some offers floated around. We talked about this last week. There was the San Diego-based news program. Also, I think Russia News Network was perhaps in as well as an offer for his services, but very much in demand.
In sports, a couple of stories to let you know about here. Former Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs will plead guilty in a fatal DUI crash. And based on his plea, he still will serve between 3 and 10 years in a Nevada state prison. The Packers now have their quarterback, Jordan Love, but it doesn't look like they have a whole lot of faith in him. They've agreed to a one-year, $22.5 million contract extension for Jordan Love to see if he's the future of the franchise. And ESPN issued an apology over the clip of the World Trade Center in the New York City beauty shot. You know, one of the B-roll shots where they're showing the city where the game is being played. So it was during the Knicks Heat game, and they panned the city. It was old footage that had the World Trade Center in it.
I don't think anybody would have noticed. I mean, I saw it on Twitter, but I mean, there's people with just, I mean, everything is under close scrutiny because, I mean, it is like the very top of the World Trade Centers. But yeah, I saw that on Twitter and I was like, well, how is that? You know, but apparently those beauty shots, I mean, those are not live shots, I learned.
I think some of them might be sometimes, but I guess not all the time. I guess sometimes they're just B-roll. And same thing, I was watching that game. I didn't notice it.
No, it was not like, you know, the Statue of Liberty and then boom, the Twin Towers. I mean, it was like the very top. I mean, you had to be a very astute observer to notice that in real time.
Yeah. Coming up here next, we've got some more headlines for you, both in pop culture, local, national, and statewide. But first, let's get a quick break right here on News Radio 92.3.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing.
News Radio 92.3. Good Tuesday. Having some fun here. 5:23. Tell you about who's having fun. About 1,000 people down at the Blake Doyle Skate Park. And we have on the line with us, you know him as the host of the Pensacola Morning News, and today serving as our chief skate culture correspondent, I think is an appropriate term, Andrew McKay. Andrew, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Chief Skater Boy, I'll take it. I will live with the moniker. Yeah, hey, Joe, good to hear you, man. No, it was a fantastic event today. Somewhere upward of 1,000 people. It was just, it was infested with kids and parents and skaters and, you know, local elected officials of all stripes. It was, I mean, it was fantastic. Honestly, too many people to skate for me. I felt unsafe to do very much. I did a little just so I could say I did it on the first day, but I didn't want to hit anybody and I didn't want to, you know, get hurt. And so I didn't want to, you know, I spared the public that incident, but no, it's a, the facility's fantastic. The kids love it. And the event was just a huge success today.
I was going to say 1,000 people. I mean, what is the proper protocol with that many people out there? I mean, do they just like run in shifts, or I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, no, everybody's just milling about across the skate park, and you got to hope for a break in the crowd, or there are a couple of spaces where, like in the bowl, you know, nobody's in the bowl, and so they all took turns doing that, which worked out really well. There's a kind of a flat space that leads up to some rails and some steps, and if you weren't paying attention, you'd walk in front of somebody skating there, but that was a place where people were laying down tricks and doing a lot of falling. And then across the sort of the west side of the park is a flat area with a lot of tricks and features. And that was mostly free of people. But, you know, people kind of watched and, you know, some people played. And it was, I mean, just it was fantastic to see it getting used. And it'll get a ton of use. This is a really first-rate skate park.
And I know that the city is planning on some other events involving some professional skateboarders. You said in one of your earlier updates that they had people all the way from New Orleans coming out for this thing. Did the city reveal any more plans on what's involved with the public skateboarders and what we can expect to see there?
Well, Upward Intuition, that's John Shells, the organization that he's the head of. Of course, he's the one that has been shepherding this thing all the way through and really deserves the lion's share of the credit that any individual is going to get. You know, three mayors brought it to pass, but it was John Shell that made it happen. And anyway, Upward Intuition is planning an event. I think it's later this month with some professional skateboarders, a couple of skaters of the year. Then next spring, March-ish timeframe, there's a big event that happens. Oh, man, I want to say it's in Miami, Orlando. It's, you know, downstate somewhere. It's a huge event. And they're hoping to have kind of a piggyback event either the weekend before or the week after in order to get them kind of in transition to and from that to, you know, turn Pensacola into like the second edition of that same event, something here. I don't think that's been finalized yet, but those are a couple of things coming. And yeah, people had visited here from Mobile, from New Orleans. They came from all over the place. And it was really neat to see a lot of elected officials there, and particularly, you know, all three of the past immediate past mayors. Mayor Hayward spoke. Of course, Mayor Robinson spoke. And then Mayor Reeves spoke. He's the one that kind of gets the credit for cutting the ribbon. But really, it was all three of them and many city council members who were part of this process. And county commission, too. You know, this is a part of the Hollis T. Williams Stormwater Park project. And it's kind of the keystone of that whole thing, which is going to stretch, you know, what, a mile or two north along that corridor underneath I-110.
Andrew, thanks again. We appreciate it. Go have some fun out there. Try not to get hurt. But thanks so much for joining us today.
I do have to say one thing, Joe. I just say one thing. I was promised by several, and I will name names in the morning, people my age who said they would skate, elected officials. I am the only one who showed up with a skateboard and skated today out of the group of us. I'm just saying.
That surprises nobody. Nobody is surprised that you skated today. Knee pads, elbow pads, helmet strapped on. I know that you were the one that following the rules. Andrew, appreciate it. Let's go ahead and hit traffic on the, or not traffic. Yeah, traffic on the fives. Gracie Wolf.
Well, our slowdowns on Davis Highway cleared up due to that accident. We're back to just typical afternoon slowdowns on Davis. On northbound on Mobile, we're still going to be seeing some slow-moving traffic at Fairfield. That's in between Fairfield and New Warrington Spur due to an accident that happened a little while ago. If you have any details, please give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Skies tonight will be mostly clear and overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got sunshine continuing for the next several days, dry weather on tap, High temperatures will mainly be in the low 80s. We'll see some upper 70s along the immediate coastal areas. Not quite as warm. As for rain, it's holding off for now, but we do have a little bit of a chance over the weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. Just a 20% chance for a pop-up shower. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
All right, there you go. A couple of headlines to let you know about. National headlines. Bud Light sales continue to drop. The latest weekly figure showing a 21% drop. Number of cases sold down 26%. We talked about this a little bit before as well. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States could default on its debt by June 1st if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Republicans did try to pass a bill, but it's not one that the president is willing to sign. So they're still got to get some negotiations done. They got less than a month to do so when it comes down to that. Let's go over to Joe Ford.
Yeah, and looking at the sports news, of course, we got a couple of big series starting off tonight. The Miami Heat trying to build a 2-0 lead over the New York Knicks. They will have to do it, though, without Jimmy Butler, who has been ruled out for game two, twisting his ankle in game one. Also, it could be LeBron and Steph Curry for the final time in the playoffs. The Lakers and the Warriors will start game one of their Western Conference series. The first game, Heat and the Knicks, starts at 6:30. Coming up here, the Fox News update. Full update there with all the national news. And after that, Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We have your top three stories coming up here in a second, but first, let's get traffic and weather on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Our slowdowns on Davis Highway have cleared up due to that accident, as well as Mobile Highway. We do have an accident on I-10. This is going to be heading in the eastbound direction. As you're heading towards Avalon Boulevard, expect some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Now for a look at our WEAR weather.
Skies tonight will be mostly clear and overnight lows will fall down into the 50s. We'll continue with nice sunny weather over the next several days. High temps will mainly run in the upper 70s to low 80s. Ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain, but it is a low rain chance both Saturday and Sunday. Just looking at about a 20% chance a shower or a storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
There you go. Top three stories for you. 1,500 active duty troops are planned for Border Patrol. They're going to be administrative roles rather than law enforcement as Title 42 expires next week. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has made a decision as it comes to the 2024 presidential race. He will not run this year, he said. So looks like he still might have it on the horizon. So we're still waiting to hear from, we're still going to be waiting to hear from Governor DeSantis and Mike Pence. Governor DeSantis is expected to make an announcement later this month. Mike Pence said he'll make a decision by June. So that leaves President Trump, Senator Tim Scott, former ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy as the candidates in the Republican race thus far. And finally, top three stories. Police have reported several possible sightings, but no arrest of the Texas shooter. And now new information coming out here. The FBI says there is a chance that he could have run to Mexico. And Francisco Oropesa has been previously deported 4 times. Let's go to our text line real quick. Gracie, why don't you read a couple of texts for us?
Got a text in. The fact that the Texas shooter was able to enter, be deported, re-enter 4 times proves that the border is messed up, starting to think by the design. You know, and then also we got another text in. You know what's the bad part about the Texas shooting in Cleveland, Texas is that there's no news media station reporting on this guy that was in the U.S. illegally, owned the gun illegally. It makes sense. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, for local headlines, let's go over to Joe Ford. Joe?
Bobby, hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz today, this after an incident at the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival.
People ought to be able to say what they believe, what they desire, even offer criticisms or critiques of people in public life. But if we start allowing stuff to be thrown or hurled, if we allow people to be harmed, there is a severe risk of escalation and accident.
Today, the Walton County Sheriff's Office saying a 41-year-old Tallahassee woman, Selena Chambers, charged with battery on an elected official, they say, for throwing a drink at Congressman Gaetz at the South Walton Beaches Wine and Food Festival. She was arrested and released on a $1,000 bond. Just a few minutes ago, NAS Pensacola confirming that the grand opening for their full restoration of access to the public landmarks, including the National Naval Aviation Museum, will get the final approval. Has gotten the final approval, and May 17th will be the grand opening.
You know, I'll go back to last fall when we had a local, 20,000 signatures on a petition, you know, from folks from Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Baldwin County. And, you know, I guess that just goes to show people that, people listened. You made a difference, and we can't wait to welcome you back to your National Naval Aviation Museum.
That's Kyle Kozad, Museum Foundation president there. They are still keeping the public access weekends for this weekend and next as kind of a soft launch. Again, that May 17th grand opening where they will restore the seven-day public access. Also, update from the P&J, the State Medical Examiner's Office, after getting those complaints from several area funeral homes. Director of Operations Dan Shebler told the P&J that they recently met with two of the funeral homes for a couple of hours recently. He says he called the meeting productive, progress made to resolve some of their concerns. If you'll recall, letters were sent to Escambia County leaders that outlined and alleged that bodies were being butchered and trash, including some biohazardous material, was being left in body bags with the bodies. But it sounds like some progress is being made on that front. We'll go over to Gracie Wolf now with a look at what's going on in some pop culture. Gracie.
Aerosmith announced that their farewell tour is going on. That was yesterday. The Peace Out Tour is going to kick off on September 2nd in Philadelphia. And it's going to wrap up on January 26th in Montreal after 40 dates. Tickets go on sale this Friday and the Black Crowes are opening. The drummer, Joey Kramer, is not going to be on tour. He has, quote, regrettably made the decision to sit out. Currently scheduled the tour dates and focus his full attention on his family and health. And last night at the Met Gala, Serena Williams revealed that she is pregnant with her second baby. The professional tennis athlete announced that her and her husband are expanding the family while walking the Met Gala on the red carpet last night. Williams was showing off her baby bump as well as her new bob hairstyle and a black Gucci gown as she posed for pictures.
Very nice. And national headlines here, actually statewide headlines. IRS data now shows that Florida is the number one location for people moving to new states. Based on the latest IRS filings, Florida gained more people than any other state since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Our net gain from 2020 to 2021 alone was 257,000 people. The vast majority of new arrivals came from New York. 84,000 people left the Empire State to come down here to Florida. And then Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina also had some of the biggest migration gains in the country. There was a bee accident in Duval County. Highway 301, a truck carrying a million bees was hit. Thousands got out and swarmed. A beekeeper was called to round them all up. And in your legislative update, a couple of things to let you know about here. Lawmakers gave the green light to Seagrass Technology Innovation Bill. This is one where they've been trying to, Florida has lost around 60% of its seagrasses. And so they're looking to try to restore seagrass in the area with this bill. Also, one I know a lot of you have been paying attention to, the legislature did go ahead and pass the bill that will crack down on auto glass lawsuits. The state has had a dramatic increase in lawsuits against auto glass repair companies. And so now they've passed a bill that will make it more difficult to sue auto glass repair companies. So I know some are not happy about that, but that is one that they went ahead and passed. For national headlines, let's go to Joe Ford.
Well, Bobby, the college football playoff announced the schedule, of course, as we look forward to the expansion of the 12-team playoff. The college football playoff releasing what will be the format for the 2024 and 25 seasons. New Year's Day triple headers. Sign me up for that. No quarterfinal games played on Saturdays. First round games are going to be played at campus sites, slated to start with one game on Friday, December 20th, three more on Saturday, December 21st, before the quarterfinals get going the weekend later. So that's pretty exciting if you're a college football fan, which I hear there are one or two around here. Just before we get to traffic on the fives, Tucker Carlson offered $100 million offer over 5 years from an online network called Valuetainment. He has not confirmed whether he's considering the offer. He's gotten some on social media, so Tucker Carlson very much in demand. 5:45 now, traffic and weather together on the fives.
We do have slow-moving traffic on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be right before you get to Avalon Boulevard due to a small accident. Expect some slowdowns. Again, that's in the eastbound direction. We also have slow-moving traffic on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be at University Parkway if you're heading in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that Florida sweet corn is in season. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And now for a check of our WEAR weather.
Skies tonight will be mostly clear and overnight lows will be in the 50s. We've got sunshine continuing for the next several days, dry weather on tap. High temperatures will mainly be in the low 80s. We'll see some upper 70s along the immediate coastal areas. Not quite as warm. As for rain, it's holding off for now, but we do have a little bit of a chance over the weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday. Just a 20% chance for a pop-up shower. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thank you, Gracie and Alan. Looking at some more national headlines here, I heard from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who says the U.S. could default on debt by June 1st if the debt ceiling isn't raised. We heard a couple of days ago that President Biden has scheduled or invited House Leader McCarthy and other leaders to come together and meet at the White House, as they are still pushing for an agreement there as well. And also, Ford beating expectations, largely driven by their gasoline-powered vehicles. Bobby, there's big NHL and NBA games going on tonight. LeBron, Curry, possibly for the final time in the playoffs in their careers.
Yeah, looking forward to that one as well. And Curry has been on fire, absolutely on fire, so it'll be interesting to see what happens right there. In other national headlines, one is kind of national / local. Representative Matt Gaetz has partnered with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to unveil a bill that will ban lawmakers from owning stocks. This is something that actually AOC has been front and center of since she pretty much got in office, is trying to stop insider trading from members of Congress and feeling like that it's a conflict of interest if they own stocks in different companies. And so the bill is the Bipartisan Restoring Faith in Government Act. So like I said, it has Representative Matt Gaetz, but also Republican Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, and then Democrat representatives Raja Krishnamoorthy, as well as AOC. So they're trying to crack down on that. And then also in other national headlines, according to U.S. intelligence, Vladimir Putin lost 100,000 soldiers in just 5 months in a failed siege of Bakhmut. And so not going well there, according to U.S. intelligence. In fact, also, three Russian missiles were dropped by Vladimir Putin's nuclear bombers, but they failed to launch, so they just fell straight to the sea. So not going so good right there. For a pop culture, let's go over to Gracie Wolf.
Katy Perry and Lionel Richie are going to be replaced this Sunday coming up for American Idol. This is because they're going to be at the King Charles coronation. That's going to be this weekend. Ed Sheeran and Alanis Morissette are going to be taking over for them for Sunday's episode of American Idol. Ed Sheeran was asked to perform at the coronation concert and said he couldn't because of touring conflicts. He will be in the States in Texas on Saturday performing. As for more pop culture, country artist Kane Brown is planning to take a couple months off after he's finishing his touring this summer. During an interview this weekend at Stagecoach, Kane Brown said that he'll finish his current tour throughout the summer and then he'll wrap it up to take some time for family as well as look into acting. As well as late night shows shut down due to the union strike and will air reruns. That's the late night show television shows such as NBC shows The Tonight Show, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're halting production and preparing to air reruns as Writers Guild of America announced that the union members will go on strike.
Yeah, we'll have to see how long that lasts. Loneliness is a public health crisis, according to the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy. He claims it can risk premature death by 26% if you're lonely. Conditions linked to increased risk of stroke, heart disease, dementia, anxiety, and depression. And even before COVID, about half of adults were experiencing loneliness every day. Let's get a quick break. When we come back here, we got your text to read at 850-437-1620. And also, we got some more local, national, statewide headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. More local, statewide, and national headlines coming up for you here in a second. First, go to our text line. We were talking about one of the national stories is that according to IRS data, or one of the statewide stories, one of the IRS data shows that Florida is the number one state for migration. And most of the people who moved here came from New York. So I got a text here that says, hopefully those New Yorkers don't continue to vote here how they did like there in California have a tendency to do so. Yeah, and you see that, unfortunately. I saw that when I lived in Texas, when Texas has been overrun by Californians trying to get out of the state of California because it was just too expensive to live there anymore. And they came to Texas and started voting the same way they did in California and started making Texas expensive to live in places like Austin. Let's go ahead and get traffic and weather on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction due to an accident right before Avalon Boulevard. Again, that's eastbound right after you get off the Escambia Bay Bridge. Other than that, you'll just see your typical afternoon slowdowns. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And now for a check of weather.
Skies tonight will be mostly clear and overnight lows will fall down into the 50s. We'll continue with nice sunny weather over the next several days. High temps will mainly run in the upper 70s to low 80s. Ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain, but it is a low rain chance both Saturday and Sunday. Just looking at about a 20% chance a shower or a storm pops up. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. So I wanted to hit this last night. This happened after our show was wrapped up yesterday, but pretty important development that the city of Milton is partnering together with Lighthouse Christian Academy. Of course, Lighthouse Christian Academy, their plans kind of got upended when the city of Pensacola announced that the Malcolm Young gym was closing. That's where Lighthouse Christian Academy had their facilities, their athletic facilities set up. So the state-owned building, the old hospital on Stewart Street near Milton High School, the state owns it, but in March they announced that they were going to put it up for sale, and they are soliciting bids on May 10th. So the city held a special city council meeting last night. They heard from Economic Development Director Ed Spears. They heard from Lighthouse Christian Academy, who wants to use that facility as the potential home for their Christian college, as well as their athletic facilities. So the city has a few days to get their bid in, obviously hoping to win that bid. And then if they do, they would turn around and lease the building to Lighthouse Christian Academy. Big story today, NAS Pensacola announcing that they will restore full access to NAS Pensacola, the public portions, obviously, the National Naval Aviation Museum, the Lighthouse, Fort Barrancas, and the Blue Angel Practices. Grand opening, May 17th. They will use the next two weekends, those public access weekends that are so popular, as a soft opening there. Congressman Matt Gaetz saying a left-wing author hurled a glass of wine at him over the weekend in Walton County. 41-year-old Selena Chambers was arrested by deputies, charged with misdemeanor battery and battery on an elected official. And finally, Bobby, I'm not here to start a argument over Chipotle versus Moe's, but allow me to be excited. Another Chipotle is supposedly coming to our area. It's in the planning stages right now, and it happens to be less than a half a mile from where I live. This is a big deal for me. Northescambia.com reporting that a Chipotle and a Panera Bread are in the planning stages right at a 9 Mile and Pine Forest Road. So obviously the Navy Federal folks will be happy to hear about that, Bobby.
Very nice. In your Florida legislative update, the alimony overhaul is headed to Governor DeSantis. There was three earlier attempts. They all ended in vetoes. This is the attempt to get rid of permanent alimony in the state of Florida. And the House went ahead and voted 102-12 to pass the measure. The Senate approved it last month. It now goes to Governor DeSantis. It will create a formula for alimony payments based on the length of marriages. It will allow people paying alimony to seek modifications if a supportive relationship exists or has existed involving their ex-spouses in the previous year. So not every case will be able to go up for review of permanent alimony, but moving forward, there will not be permanent alimony. So we will see what happens with that. Also, the legislature passed a bill adding safe house protections against human trafficking. And final one right here for you, a national headline. I just lost it. Tucker Carlson been offered $100 million over 5 years from an online network called Valuetainment. No word if he's looking to accept that offer, but he's been offered quite a bit of things from other companies online, so he's in high demand. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News.